Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make your home that much merrier with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. Right now, you can save up to 40% off everything. With Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window coverings doesn't mean you have to sacrifice style or service. From blinds, drapes, and shutters to convenient motorized shades, the toy you'll use all year long, Blinds.com makes upgrading your whole home easy and affordable. And Blinds.com's design experts are always here for live consultations to help you make the right choice for your space. Need help with measuring and installing? We have you covered there too. Shipping is always free, and everything's backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40% site-wide. Hurry to Blinds.com for up to 40% off everything. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Hard Knock Life for us.
One of the most popular musicals of all time is back. See Annie, Broadway's favorite orphan, live on stage in an all-new production, hailed by the Chicago Tribune as one of the best family musicals ever written. Annie is back to spread hope for all the hard knocks life throws your way. So clear away those sorrows and get your tickets to Annie today.
Annie comes to the San Jose Center for the Performing Arts from January 10th through the 15th. Get tickets now at BroadwaySanJose.com.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
Let's get to tight ends real quick before we close out the show. Travis Kelce at number one, no surprise there. Mark Andrews at number two.
Yep.
Against Denver. TJ Hockenson at three. You know, at this point, like, these guys are just kind of, these three guys are going to be the top three guys all season long.
That was what I was just about to ask you. I was like, do you think these guys are locked in as the top three for
pretty much? Like, pretty much. You know, unless Hockenson has like this ridiculously good matchup, I might put him over Andrews, you know, certain weeks. But for the most part, this is how it's going to be locked in regardless of matchup.
Yeah, I think that is, you know, pretty much a bona fide top three. The Vikings are the only team that traded for a player, and they're using him how they, you know, should after trading for him. If you add him, if you go out of your way to add him at the deadline, you know, you're going to use him. Naeem Hines, not doing it. Chase Edmonds, not getting usage over in Denver, but that's a whole different story. Just TJ Hockenson has been a revelation at the tight end position for fantasy football. He looks much better in, you know, Vikings purple than he did in the Lions because they weren't using him over in Detroit.
Hockenson's target share went down just 1 week, but I don't care. Like, I feel like it's just going to pop right back up. And, you know, Thielen had a good week last week, but, you know, I think it's going to go back the other way, where it's Hockenson over Thielen.
Yeah.
And then George Kittle, I have him here at number four. This is a good matchup for him against Miami, so that's why I moved him up over Pat Freiermuth and Dalton Schultz. And then I have Pat Freiermuth at five, Dalton Schultz at six. Freiermuth has a little bit of a better matchup than Dalton Schultz, so that's why I put him up there. He's getting the target share. So I, you know, it's really close between Freiermuth and Schultz. Schultz is, you know, it's a good matchup too for him. Like, I'm not worried about it at all. But like, these are like the top six that you can really depend on. Outside of this, it's a crapshoot.
It's a complete crapshoot. I would add David Njoku into that if he didn't have the knee injury. I'd say you could.
I agree. If he didn't have the knee injury, like, I would agree.
Yeah, because that's pretty much it. I mean, Deshaun Watson, obviously, there's questions there. We'll see how it goes. But
yeah, that too.
Rest of season, David Njoku, I would put him there. If he can come out of this injury, you know, problem again, which he's dealt with a little bit this season, I think he can kind of ascend to that tier. Because at this point, anybody can do that if they have, like, two straight good weeks. So we'll see how that goes. But I think Dalton Schultz is fine. The only thing that worries me a little bit about Dalton Schultz moving forward is that Dallas is running four tight end sets, like, a lot now, suddenly. You know, they're running four tight ends. It makes no sense, but it's working too. They have two good tight ends behind him that have actually been contributing. Did you see Jake Ferguson hurdle that guy on Thanksgiving? Like, come on.
No, it's true. I mean, Yeah. Schultz's route participation has gone down each of the last 2 weeks, so that's something I'm concerned about. The target share has gone down as well each of the last 2 weeks, so yeah, something to be concerned about. That's not going away for Freiermuth, and that's another reason to have him over Schultz this week.
Mm-hmm. Just something to keep an eye on moving forward. I think Dalton Schultz is still the best tight end they have there, and Dak is obviously looking for him a lot, but we'll see how things, you know, change moving forward, because like I said, they didn't run that four tight end set all out until the last 2 weeks, so we'll see how things go there.
David Njoku at 7. Hopefully that knee injury is fine. That new knee injury that Kevin Stefanski is talking about. Hopefully he'll be okay. And we'll see how, you know, if Deshaun Watson likes to target him or not. Right, that's another thing to keep in mind.
It's one of the things we're watching for this week is just see how things go with Deshaun Watson. I mean,
who does he target? You know, all that. Amari Cooper.
You want to take a lot from it, but you don't, because it's like it's just 1 week. I think it's going to be a run heavy scheme that they're drawing up, you know, like I said, to take pressure off Deshaun Watson. At the same time, it's Houston, so that's what you want to run at. You want to run at the Houston defense, but definitely want to see how the usage goes, you know, who gets targeted and who doesn't.
Make this holiday season with the family an interactive one at the Tech Interactive in the heart of downtown San Jose, next to Christmas in the Park. Spend hours exploring fun exhibits together. Build and program your own robot. Design and ride a roller coaster. Engineer and test your own launching device and more. Immerse yourself in exciting new worlds in the largest IMAX dome screen in the West. Get tickets now at thetech.org. That's thetech.org. The Tech Interactive, where science meets fun for everyone.
Cole Kmet at number 8 here against Green Bay. I think Justin Fields is going to play this week, and if he does play, you know, I'm cool, you know, rolling with Kmet this week. If he doesn't play, then I'm probably not going to start him.
Yeah,
you know, but who else are you going to start, right? It's like, it's tough. They got Gerald Everett at 9 against Vegas. A couple of good tight ends have had good days against them, so I'm cool rolling him out. And then Foster Moreau against the Chargers. You had a couple of good tight ends play well against them, and then not so good tight ends didn't do well. You know, this looks like a good matchup on paper. It might not be as good of a matchup as you think, but the good thing about Moreau, at least, is that he's running close to a 100% route participation, which is, you can't say that for a lot of tight ends.
Yeah.
So that's the good thing. So he'll be out there for every play, for every pass play. That's what you want. So yeah, hopefully, 100%. You know, if he, apparently Darren Waller can come back at some point. They don't know if he's going to come back next week or not, but for now, I think you can start Moreau, as a solid tight end one.
Yeah, I think that's what he's going to be. Like, the way the landscape is, that's what he will do for you. With Cole Kmet, it is completely dependent on whether Justin Fields plays, if I'm going to start him or not. That's all it is. You know, that's like night and day, especially with, you know, Darnell Mooney now and out. Justin Fields was targeting Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet pretty much, you know, most consistently. And without Darnell Mooney, Cole Kmet could be in line for more work if Justin Fields plays. And I think he's going to. So this is a fine ranking for me. And Gerald Everett, I think it's a pretty good matchup. Like you said, it looks good. I think it really looks good. I'm tempted to move him up a little bit, Gerald Everett maybe, but I'm just going to temper expectations for now. Because
my only thing with Everett, he's been in good matchups, but he hasn't gotten done.
Yeah. Right?
And also, it's because his route participation is low, like 60% of route participation. He's not running a route on most of these dropbacks. So, and now it's apparently Justin Herbert likes a lot of these other wide receivers too, right? Mm-hmm. Palmer and DeAndre Carter and Eckler, you know, the Keenan, you know, so it's like, where does Joe ever fit in that picture?
Right.
It's an unknown right now.
He's having some Debo syndrome right now.
Pretty much.
Too many weapons around him.
I'm going to roll through these other tight ends quickly.
Yeah.
Tyler Higbee. It all depends on whether he gets full practices this week or not. If he's questionable, I don't want to start him. But if he's good to go, if he gets some full practices in, I'm cool starting him. And I might even move him up a little bit. Great matchup against Seattle. Hayden Hurst against Kansas City. You know, he's going to either get it done or not. Like, it's like one of those situations where you never know. But he's running a high route participation as well. Kansas City, good matchup. And also high scoring game. So, you know, if you want, you can put Hurst in there.
I think that Bengals Chiefs game kind of falls into start everybody territory. You know, that's just me. I mean, even though Hayden Hurst, he's been, you know, relatively quiet at tight end, anybody's liable to catch a touchdown in those games that just go, you know, crazy. So I think that a touchdown is all you can ask for from a tight end at this point, and he has a pretty good chance of getting one if he, you know, these offenses, you know, clash.
I got Greg Dulcich at 13. He's running a high route participation, but he's just not getting the targets right now. He hasn't got it done over the last couple of weeks, even without Jerry Jeudy. So a little bit disappointing there. Tyler Conklin at 14, he's running around 70% route participation, which is solid for a tight end. And against Minnesota, you know, maybe he can do something. But you he just hasn't got it done either. And with Mike White, maybe targets redistribute a little bit, but who knows? Evan Engram at 15 against Detroit. Juwan Johnson against Tampa Bay. Hunter Henry, Dawson Knox at 18. Robert Tonyan and then Logan Thomas at 19 and 20.
Right. And then, who'd you move out of the 20 spot? Was it Jelani Woods?
I moved out Jelani Woods because Kylan Granson.
Yeah,
Kylan Granson is going to play this week.
Kylan Granson is going to play this week. So I was going to say, if he doesn't, would Jelani Woods have any appeal to you? I guess he would if he was
he had
20. But yeah.
He would. Yeah, he would. Because, you know, he had 9 targets last week, caught 8 of them or whatever it was. So I'll be happy with that.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, the tight end landscape is so bleak that, you know, anybody who can pop off a little bit, you know, would be intriguing.
Was it always this bad with tight ends in fantasy? Like, I feel like it wasn't a couple of years ago when obviously Travis
Kelce was
around.
It's not this bad. Usually it's like you can get like the top 10, 12 tight ends can give you like 10 points.
Yeah.
You know, on a per game basis.
Back in the day,
it's been
when we had Travis Kelce, we had Gronk, we had Delanie Walker running around and doing, you know, having good games.
Yeah. Well, also remember Ertz, you know, is out. Yeah. You know, Goddard is out.
That's true. So,
we have a few tight ends, top tight ends who are out, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I hear you. All right, that's going to do it for this show, guys. We'll be back tomorrow with our Q&A show. So since there's no trade shows anymore, what we did, we moved the shows up a little bit. And then on Fridays, we're going to be doing Q&A. Okay, so make sure you tune in noon Eastern time here on YouTube, on the Upper Hand Fantasy YouTube channel. We're going to be going over questions. Just put your questions in the chat. You can use the super chat too if you want to, you know, have your questions preferred. But yeah, we'll be answering a bunch of questions for like an hour. We'll be doing some underdog stuff as well, letting you guys know what underdog plays that we love this weekend. And yeah, we'll see you guys there. It's all about you guys tomorrow. Take it easy. We'll see you tomorrow. See ya.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.